This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In the second video episode released today, the Prime Minister was seen addressing how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams and also inspired students to look beyond exams, focus on life skills, sports, creativity and self-growth. The Prime Minister encouraged students to begin their entrepreneurial journey with small startups, saying big ideas often grow from modest beginnings.
पहले आपका ध्यान इस बात पे होना चाहिए कि आप क्या करना चाहते हैं। कुछ स्टार्टअप ऐसे हैं जो सिर्फ टेक्नोलॉजी में इनोवेशन करना चाहते हैं। किसी को लगता है मैं ड्रोन बनाऊं, किसी को लगता है कि मैं घर में बिजली की व्यवस्था ऐसी खड़ी कर दूं। अपने किसी चार दोस्तों को जानती हो जो टेक्नोलॉजी में एक्सपर्ट है, एक आध दोस्त है फाइनेंस में एक्सपर्ट है, चलो चार लोगों की टोली बना दे, साइड में अपन स्टार्टअप शुरू करते हैं। जरूरी नहीं कोई स्टार्टअप के लिए कोई 25 साल की उम्र चाहिए, आप कभी भी शुरू कर सकते हैं, छोटे छोटे स्टार्टअप से भी काम शुरू हो सकता है।
On maintaining the balance between studies and passion, the Prime Minister said students should not view academics and creative pursuits as separate or as opposing paths. The Prime Minister also stressed upon the importance of civic responsibility, urging students to follow the basic rules. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced a special economic package of $175 million for the Seychelles. Addressing the joint press meet after meeting the President of the Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Harmeini, in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defence and maritime security. India and the Seychelles have also signed 7 Memoranda of Understanding or MOUs across various sectors including health, meteorology, electronics and information technology and good governance. The Lok Sabha was adjourned twice before being adjourned for the day following opposition uproar. When the House reassembled at 2 p.m. after the second adjournment, the presiding officer tried to take up discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 and called the Congress MP Shashi Tharoor to speak. However, Mr. Tharoor requested the chair to allow Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi, who wanted to speak on the other issue, before the discussion. Presiding Officer Sandhya Ray said she has not received any notice from the LOP and if he wants to speak on the budget, he can be allowed. Mr. Gandhi alleged that he was not allowed to speak before the budget discussion, despite the assurance by the Speaker during the meeting with some senior Congress members. Amid the uproar, the chair requested Congress members to allow discussion. Despite repeated appeal by the chair, the discussion on Union Budget could not be taken up. Amid pandemonium, the presiding officer adjourned the House till tomorrow to meet at 11 a.m. When the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the concerned ministers laid the paper off their ministries. After that, the presiding officer took up general discussion on Union Budget 2026-27. In the Rajya Sabha, discussion is underway on the Union Budget 2026-27. Congress MP P. Chidambaram initiated the debate. Speaking in the House, BJP MP Arun Singh said the size of the budget has been tripled and reached 53 lakh crore rupees, while in the UPA rule, it was only over 16 lakh crore rupees. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, Scotland defeated Italy by 73 runs in a Group C clash at Eden Gardens, Kolkata. Chasing a target of 208 runs set by Scotland, Italy were bowled out for 134 in 16.4 overs. Put into bat, Scotland scored 207 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. Meanwhile, the Group B clash between Zimbabwe and Oman is underway in Colombo. Zimbabwe have won the toss and opted to bowl first. In the third match of the day, South Africa will take on Canada in a Group D encounter in Ahmedabad. The India Meteorological Department or IMD has forecast dense to very dense fog over East Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. Dense fog conditions will also persist over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Bihar and Assam and Meghalaya for tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.